This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner. Chrisman talks about the diversity of energy that's happening throughout the Bakken. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commission.
All the natural gas that we have added in North Dakota are peaking plants. We don't have a baseload natural gas plant here. So they have not displaced any coal themselves. However, the natural gas peaking plants that have been built here basically go hand in hand with the wind.
Okay.
When the wind's not blowing, so they ramp those up quickly and thus continue to provide the power that's needed with natural gas instead of wind.
So the way they're using natural gas with coal plants nationally, we're using them for wind here.
We're matching them up with wind.
In theory.
In like the eastern part of the country, the problems that Pennsylvania coal and West Virginia coal are having, that's a different thing. In those states, they are building baseload natural gas plants.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of your viewers and listeners, it's complex, but they need to understand there's a difference in these natural gas plants. A baseload plant is more like a coal plant, or I think that some of the people understand it, more like a diesel engine. Mm-hmm. It's made to be brought up to speed, run at pretty much full power, and just go hour after hour, day after day, just for an occasional maintenance. The peaking plants, they're made to ramp up and down in just a couple minutes' notice. However, the electricity you buy from a peaking plant is much more expensive than from a baseload plant.
Right.
And so you don't want your peaking plant. You want them to be there, but you hope that they're seldom used.
Mm-hmm.
To listen to the full-length interview with Randy Chrisman, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.